Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Just finished Tuesday's show. You know, one of the things I just couldn't find a spot for, but it's so funny. This girl's riding one of those electric scooters. I love them. I hated them until I got on one, then I loved them. To tell me I can't change. I changed. My heart changed on those e-scooters.
I told you they were awesome.
It's like, I don't want them driving around downtown. And I figured they would be fun, but I didn't realize that I would move around town. So, like, for me, because I also live in Austin downtown, it's a viable means of transportation for me because I don't have a car. So, and it also takes cars off the road with no pollution. Anyway.
Oh, stop.
Okay. All right.
You start going hard on that.
So, okay. This chick's drunk, and her name is Lily Romero. The first ever e-scooter DUI charge.
Oh.
Here you go.
I'm actually just trying to keep you safe from driving the wrong direction on the roadway.
If we're to go eastbound and turn north.
So if I fail this, I'm going to get a DWI. Are you joking me?
No.
Look at me in the eyes and tell me. I cannot fathom this. I'm riding a scooter because I don't want to drive drunk, and you're going to give me a sobriety test?
Absolutely.
Here I go.
Okay.
I just find you so ridiculous right now. Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, look at
it.
I'm applying
beers.
In Mexico, too, and I'm
so
not going to argue
with you. What's the other option? Go to jail?
Well, if you don't want to do them, then I'm being forced to place you under arrest. Absolutely, yes.
Whoa. There you go. Whoa.
First ever DUI charge on a scooter. So that happens. And here's another one. Did you guys see the guy who was like, hey, why don't we fix hurricanes by if... Did you see this on Twitter or Instagram?
This is hilarious.
It went viral. So here's this guy. They say an unidentified man said that officials had explained that warm weather and warm water are driving the hurricane, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here you go.
There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. The Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
So, and that was level one. And then level two was, he said, why don't you put a bunch of ice in the water?
Ooh, I thought about that
one. I thought about that when he said that. I didn't know that's where he was going. But.
A very pragmatic approach.
Sure.
But probably not doable.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you can just switch the winds, it'd be very practical. Yeah, switch the winds.
Yeah. Nature's pretty strong like
so
that.
So how does that guy get on TV? Do they just grab anybody that'll talk, or they don't ask him beforehand, like, hey, what's
I don't even know that it was on TV. I know
it just went viral.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm not
he posted it himself, maybe?
I don't think he posted it, Amy.
Oh, I thought he was doing like a
It
Insta
may have been on TV,
story.
But it could have been even for a news article, like on the internet.
Oh.
So, funny. But yeah, people all thought it was hilarious. So I saw that. I meant to get to that today. Couldn't. I saw where Jack from Twitter was hacked. You know the guy who started Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
If he can't make it without being hacked, nobody can.
Right.
He's freaking King Dingling at Twitter.
Yeah, we're in trouble then.
Yeah, and they were like writing all these bad words and I think racist stuff from his account. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has been hacked in his official account. They sent racist tweets to his 4.2 million followers. Do you follow Jack?
I don't know.
It's just that Jack.
Nah, I don't think so.
I do, but I didn't see it. Or I would have known.
Yeah.
You follow Jack?
Mm-hmm.
I used to follow Tom.
Tom from MySpace.
Well, because we had to follow Tom.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of our top eight friends. Bear Grylls had to be rescued by medics.
What?
After a life-threatening allergic reaction to a bee sting.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
It wasn't even that he, like, got himself in a place.
In a predicament.
He got hit.
He just got stung.
This is my buddy, too. Bear Grylls had to be saved by paramedics after being stung by a bee while filming his show. The Explorer 45 was filming Treasure Island with Bear Grylls on an island in the Pacific Ocean when he suffered the sting. He discovered in 2008 he's severely allergic to bees after a bee stung him while cutting a honeycomb from a nest. Well.
Wow, okay.
you needed honey, I guess.
Brain surgeon Mano Shanmuganathan, who is starring in the series, said paramedics raced to treat the survival expert in order to prevent him from going to anaphylactic shock. That sucks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He had to be treated with an EpiPen for a second. I have an EpiPen at the house.
For what?
Because I'm on a lot of allergy medicine, and I have one sublingual that I take, and they're like, if you ever break out or like go into shock, you just pop yourself. And I have a friend who has to carry one with her because she has peanut allergies. And sometimes peanuts are in things you don't know, and she's like, that EpiPen is no joke. You have to slam it on your leg.
Really?
And then it's like, boom! And she goes, you're done. It hurts hard forever. Not forever, but for
a long time.
For a while.
You have to like slam it into your leg. So I saw that. Were you going to ask me about swimming today?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to.
And I was casually,
we're running out of time on the show.
You were casually like, I mean, it's not, we go over your schedule all the time, and swimming hasn't been on there probably since 2006 when you did triathlons.
Boom.
So I was just like, what?
Well, what happened? What happened?
I know you joined the Y. Is that why?
When I was in Ireland, they had a lap pool.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'd go work out every day in the hotel. And I was swimming again. I was like, oh, this is a good change up. Because I don't do well just doing the same thing over and over again. I like to box about 3, maybe 4 times a week. I like to ride that bike a couple times a week. And I just get bored with the same thing over and over again. And so I was at the Y anyway, because your husband and I were going to play racquetball against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they have a pool? So I went and swam. And I was like, okay. So then I got a membership. And I did like half a mile in the pool. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Not even sure if I remember how to swim exactly right. Like, I know when I would do triathlons, like, all the stuff, but I feel like I was just fighting the water
the whole
time.
Maybe you should just take a lesson to recap.
I did get in this lane, and this lady she's probably, like, 190. She came up to me, and she was like, this is for a class. And I'm I'm like, whoa, Broomhilda, hold on a minute. I'll happily go to the next lane. There's no need to have attitude. We come here every day at 2. Okay, I'm going to go to the next lane. You shouldn't be here.
Wow.
All right. So anyway, Astro, we had.
Funny.
Okay.
But yeah. So
she got you. The can't swim here.
Can't swim. The lane's taken. But yeah, I'm gonna go
Maybe
back.
Maybe you
and
should
hit
join
it
that class.
I'm gonna try to do it twice a week. That's the goal. But it's just such a pain in the butt because one, you gotta drive there.
Mm-hmm.
A little farther for me to go. Yeah.
You know, you
got to go
you
and wash yourself off.
You have a pool.
That's what Morgan number 2 said, too. Didn't you say that? You have a pool?
Yeah.
But it's short.
It's short, and it's not a lap pool.
I tried it the other day. It's about a quarter of a lap pool.
Right.
So you'd have to just go back and forth a lot.
You'd be, like, flipping a lot.
Yeah.
Because when you get to the end, do you do the flip and push off with your feet?
Sometimes.
Ooh, that's hard.
Baller.
I was at the end of it, though. I was pretty tired, so I just swim and go, and then just put it and kick it again. And I felt like the lifeguard was staring at me like I was an idiot because I was just slapping that water.
You wearing goggles?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Shower cap? I mean, swim cap?
Shower cap.
I meant swim cap.
Polka dot shower cap. My hair's short. You don't need a shower cap if your hair's short.
I thought you were taking this seriously.
I am. What?
Speedos?
No.
Shave your legs?
Oh, you need Speedos.
No.
Go faster, man.
Shave my whole body.
Did you get cupping?
No.
Bobby's like,
I'm all the way
stop
in.
He's like,
cupping Michael Phelps up here. That's cool, though. Hey, I'll do with you.
You'll swim with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a lifeguard, Amy. I swim.
It's the hardest.
Amy laughs at me.
Eddie, because you're
what
the least in shape on the show. But I think that's why.
When's the last time you swam?
You're not even in bad shape, Eddie. I think.
Eddie, you were a lifeguard in 1995.
And that's why she's laughing, I think, though, probably.
97.
Okay.
I'm going today.
Ooh.
What time? Whoa, today's
oh, my God.
I told my family's in town. It's a busy day today.
Oh, yeah.
And we got practice tonight. But I'll do that with you.
Oh, you did have band practice tonight?
Yes.
Eddie and I were talking in the other room. And Raymundo was reading a book, which I thought was pretty fascinating. Raymundo had his book in there. And I love people that will take books along with them because I think it's fun to read at any time. And Eddie's like, this is Ray's book. And he pulls it up. It's like the Guide to Betting 2019, sports gambling.
Of course.
And then Eddie goes, he had a seven-game parlay. Hit every game of 7 games betting it.
Correct.
He bet $1 and won
$90. Yeah.
How about that?
Saturday. And I've hit that before.
One other time.
Twice before.
In your life?
Even
in my
life. That's still cool.
Good in my life. It's pretty crazy, yeah. And so my father-in-law was in town, and we were betting on the Oklahoma game. I believe the Oklahoma game. He's like, how much are you going to win on this one? $90? I'm like,
last
relax.
Night?
No, 2 nights ago. Sunday night.
My days are mixed up.
I know, because of Labor
Sunday
Day.
Night. Yeah, you're right.
Sunday night. And so he's like, we're going to win $90 again. I'm like, whoa, with a we're going to win. And two, like, no, it's hard to win $90.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah.
That's what my stepdad would say. Yeah.
Because I had to bet 7 games, hit those right. It's really rare. But when I do, it's like, whoo.
Imagine you bet $5.
Yeah, I know, but it's risky. I don't want to lose $5.
$1,000.
Stop it.
Bucks.
Wow. You wouldn't be here today.
One final clip. Someone took a video of Kanye West eating his earwax. And, you know what?
Why?
Well, he just did. They just have him on video. So he's like,
is it kind of just like,
ate it?
Okay.
Right. Now, I know you're going gross, but Twitter was all reacting. We all, in the privacy of whatever we do something that wouldn't make us proud of someone. If it's picking your nose or picking your butt or
Correct.
Your earwax, or let's not be so judgmental with Kanye. Amy, you've talked about drinking your own pee before, so you need to relax over there.
Okay.
She
put her head down.
I felt like it was just a little judgmental of all these people. It is gross.
Sure.
But we all do something that's gross. If you eat off the floor, you know, you maybe leave it on the floor too long. There's always something that we're doing that's similar to this.
If we all
people
had a,
saw it,
yes.
We'd be like, oh, you're disgusting. So let's get off our high horses on being judgmental of Kanye or anyone else for that matter. And also sometimes I'll be picking my nose in a car by myself and the car next to me will be looking. I'll be like, oh, hey.
I hate that.
Sorry about that.
Didn't mean to
do
that.
Did you feel like it's your own private space? You forget their windows where everybody can see
you? Yeah.
So, all right, that's the deal. We'll get going with today's show. Appreciate you guys being here. This is Tuesday's show. Oh, my dog just got home. Dang. Not there to do
it. Is he doing the dishes?
Got to go to a meeting. No.
Did he just ring the doorbell?
Yes. Whenever it's pushing my doorbell, it comes to my phone.
Oh, right, right.
So, well, that training camp was legit.
He shows up with a top hat and
right, right.
suitcase. I'm back.
I'm home.
I'm back,
hey,
Bobby.
Dad.
Okay, here is Tuesday's show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome back. We're happy to be back. Everybody good? Morning, studio. Yep.
Morning.
Had a little break. Back from vacation. Glad to see everybody. Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing good.
Good. You? Lunchbox, you good?
I'm good.
Eddie, you good?
Rejuvenated.
Oh. Wow, you're that kid who yells present when everybody else yells here.
Yeah.
You yell present.
All right, I was that kid.
Morgan, number two.
So good.
Okay.
She kind of did the same thing.
No, she followed your lead.
Okay.
It's like, Amy here, Lunchbox here, Eddie present.
That's always that kid. You're right.
Raymundo,
well,
how you feeling?
He's rejuvenated.
Bud?
Yeah, never been better.
All right.
There See? We go.
I think we'll start us off with a little game.
Come on.
Kind of get the juices flowing a little bit. So Raymundo's put this game together. Raymundo, what is the game?
It is 1 second a song game. So you're just going to get a second of it and you got to name the song.
Okay, so he's literally going to play 1 second of a song. I don't know the game, so I'm going to play with you guys.
Yes, I love this.
Okay, so Raymundo, if you'll hit the first 1 second of song. All right, there's 1 second of the song. If you hit it again, Raymundo. All right, think about that. Sing it amongst yourself. Mm-hmm. 1 second of the song.
Sing it.
You have it, Bones?
Yeah.
For sure, for sure?
I think so. I feel pretty good about it. All right. 5 seconds.
Okay. I'm in.
If you'll play the clip one more time, Raymundo. Amy?
Night Like This.
Ooh, Night Like This.
What? Called.
Lunchbox?
All Night Long, Jason Aldean.
Okay. Eddie?
Amy, I too had Night Like This.
I've never
been a night like this.
Well, now that you guys said that, I don't think mine's right.
What do you got?
I have Jason Aldean, but I have Rearview Town.
Oh, no, no, no.
Raymundo, what is it?
It's Girl Like You.
Oh, Girl Like You. We just didn't know the title.
Amy, we had another verse, though, in their little, another
Going
line.
Going in Rearview Town.
No.
Wow. I'm a little
so
rusty.
Close.
Okay, Raymundo, give me that second, 1 second of the song.
Oh, is it?
Got I
it.
Got
I'm
it.
In.
What?
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
One more time. You have to hear it and then just keep singing it in your head.
Bones, is this it's just a title, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
You want one more time, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Lunchbox,
five seconds, guys, to write your answer down here. Can you name that song? By the 1 second of...
I'm in for the win.
Oh, it's music.
It's music we listen to every day.
All right, time's up. Amy.
Dirt Road.
Lunchbox?
Oh, that is definitely Speechless.
Eddie?
Some of it.
I also have some of it.
What?
Yeah, Derek Church.
Play that 1 second again, will you please? This is how I do it in my head. Bound down, down. We's on down. And then I go, oh, that's the lyric.
We's on down?
Yeah, I'm just doing the thing. Bound down.
So, Gordon Weezy.
All right, next one. Got it.
Yeah.
He basically put that one on a plaque.
He really did.
Right. Men.
And Lynch wants to still get it wrong.
All right, play that one more time, Raymundo. I mean, what
Come
more
on,
do you want?
Man.
What more do you want?
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Blue Tacoma.
Lunchbox.
Hey, Eddie, eat crap. Blue Tacoma.
Eddie?
Wow, Blue Tacoma.
I also have Blue Tacoma. Blue Tacoma, California. White Magnolia. In your head. All right, two more. Raymundo, give us another 1 second of song. Got it.
Oh, hold on.
Men.
Play it again.
I got it.
I'm in.
Do you have it, Eddie?
I got it.
Oh, dang.
100.
I got a 100, too. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Whiskey glasses.
Yeah. Ah!
Lunchbox?
Last night.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Eddie?
Whiskey glasses.
I have whiskey glasses. Will you play the 1 second again, Raymundo? Poor me.
That's right.
Something last night.
There you go. All right, final song.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I think I'm in.
What was called a tie?
Are you going to hit it?
Yeah. I got it for sure. Do you have it for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. You're good at this game.
No, you're good at this game.
No, I missed the first one, though.
So did I. We all did.
I was coming in cold off vacation.
What'd you do the first one?
Leonard Skinner.
I don't even remember.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I don't remember what was played.
Oh, sorry.
Will
you play the 1 second song again? Sorry.
I don't know.
Lunchbox.
Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
On the count of three, Eddie. 1, 2, 3.
16.
There it is.
One give to be 16, wild and free.
Play the 1 second again.
Take a left here, boy.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Yeah. Eddie, we're just going to call it a tie.
All right.
Feel good about that? It's like kissing my comedy partner.
All right, let's do it.
You?
Okay.
Come here, buddy.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I got to be honest. I didn't make a list last night for this emoji draft. What I did is I just pulled up the emojis I use the most.
Good.
I'm just going to stay with my heart. That was my list as I thought about it, because sometimes I'll prepare for these drafts.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to stay true to yourself.
So we're going to do our emoji draft.
Come on, baby.
And we're drafting the emojis that we love the most. And I have the first overall pick. Well, I thought about it, because it's like, what? I'll go first. By the way, Amy's not in this draft. She finished last time.
Shocking to me. I prepared.
Okay, with the first overall pick in the emoji draft.
A lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. I'm going to go with the one that's laughing with the tears coming out of the eyes.
Yeah, solid.
I just feel that's a solid one that everybody uses. Yeah. And if you just type ha-ha, it comes up as the one you hit. So my first overall pick is the laughing with the tears coming out of the eyes.
Good stuff.
Raymundo, you got the second overall pick in the emoji draft.
Yeah, it's one I use a lot. I'm in a relationship with my girlfriend. I'm always texting her this. It's the smiling face with the hearts as eyes.
That's a solid one, Raymundo.
Good one.
That's a solid one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. I always want to get that one. Some point in my life, I'd like to have someone send me that one. That's a good one, though, Raymundo. Lunchbox with the next pick in the emoji draft.
Yeah, I've never sent an emoji in my life, so I had to spend some time last night and scroll through and try to just see social media, what people use. And one I saw a lot is the praying hands. So I'm going with the prayer hands, the two hands together, like, yes, thank you, or help me, or good luck, whatever, but the prayer hands.
That's a solid one.
Yeah, I see that one a lot.
It's a solid one. Eddie, next up in the emoji draft.
Sorry, guys, I have to go with it. I got to go with a poop emoji. That's the best emoji.
I mean, is it?
Yeah.
I don't. You know, man, what? I love that one also makes me uncomfortable.
I was going to go with that in second round. Dang it.
Is that not?
I know. You may get big votes. You may get big votes in that one. I don't like using the poop one.
Okay. Maybe I just have all those kids. I don't know.
That could be one that I'm totally missing. Okay. That may be a great one.
All right.
Eddie goes with the poop emoji.
I'm second guessing my first
one. No. I don't even. I'm just talking about from my heart. Right. I just have trouble using that one.
Oh, I thought you were going to be mature and not take that. So
no.
Take it.
Morgan, number two. What is your first emoji taken in the emoji draft?
I'm going with the dancing girl.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, like salsa.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
The red dress.
Yeah.
Again, she knows. I don't want to question her. She's probably writing all emojis. All right, Morgan, number two, what is the next one? Can we put up, as we explain them, can we actually put up the emojis?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go with the smirking face emoji.
What's that one? Do it on your face. Smirking.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Which one is... It's a very flirty face that people use. Like a...
Do it again.
Has like,
again.
Like a half smile?
Mm-hmm.
Like a...
It's hard for me to envision that one. Mike D, can you put the smirking face one up so I can see it?
Yeah, I don't know that
I don't
one.
Recognize that one.
I don't know that
okay. I've... It's like the eyes look like commas.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh. And it's like, it's a tough one to explain, but when I see it...
But that's flirty?
I never know what that one means. Mm-hmm. I always think that one means you're full of crap.
Bobby, people are flirting
I
with
have
you.
No idea. That's how bad I am at knowing people are flirting.
Yeah.
Okay. Morgan number two has dancing girl and smirking face. Eddie, back to you.
Bones, I'm going with you on the whole, like, the recent... The one I use a lot is the one with the teeth.
That's a good one.
I mean, I use it all the time, so I got to go with that number two.
Awkward.
Yeah, so awkward.
That's a good one. Lunchbox, your next pick.
Oh, man. When you want to give someone props, you give them daps. It's the fist emoji.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just dap them.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one.
That's a good one, too.
So good.
Nice lunch.
Raymundo, coming over to you. What is your next pick in the emoji draft?
Yeah, it's the girl. She's wearing a purple blouse, and she's doing this with the hands that...
I don't know.
Wait, so yours, mine's a dude.
Mine's a chick. I would do that one.
Oh,
yeah, it's
the
like
best.
I don't know.
I love that
I
one.
I do that one a lot. Yeah. That's a good one too, Raymundo.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, that's so good.
That is a good one.
I scratched that one out.
Well, so I'm going to go next. I got a lot. Can I get two in a row here?
Vegetable?
No, I don't think I can. I don't. That one or poop? They get used, but in a funny way. I don't think that's the favorite. I'm debating maybe this one, where they put the hands like.
I love that
it's
one.
Like, don't showtime. Want to face.
Yeah.
Like, I like
the little hands.
The two hands on the side of the emoji. Like, showtime.
If you type in hugs, that's what comes up.
Hugs?
Type in hug and you get.
Didn't know that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
There's so many
it's
good
tough,
ones left.
I know. I'm going to go with the eye roll emoji.
Yeah, okay, oh, yeah. Good.
So
I'm going to go with the eye roll, my second round pick.
I love it.
The
Mine's
eyes
still
up.
Alive.
Okay. So far, I have laughing with tears and eyes and eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
For my next emoji pick, I'm kind of debating here.
I can help you.
I know. Like, you know what I like? I like the fire one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. Because I'm like, that's hot. Like, that's like...
That's fire.
Yeah, that's fire. Like, I do send the fire one.
I wouldn't pick that one, though.
That's such a solid one. The fire one's so solid. It's my pick.
You've got two faces so far.
I know, and that's why I'm leaning fire or heart.
Oh,
heart.
Mm, I know those are just solid ones.
Yeah.
Like that red heart is so solid.
The red heart is just like.
I know, it's so
one.
Solid. As someone that's receiving it, if you get a fire, it's like, oh, wow.
That's
why
I'm
really
leaning. I know, that's why I'm leaning toward. Yeah.
Amy, you're not supposed to get tips.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going, that's what I'm leaning.
Those are the two?
Those are the two.
Bones, just go with another face.
I don't know
that
there's
face thing going.
He got the
I've got
faces.
One that I don't want to say out loud that I'm going to put as my honorable mention that could win it for me, but I just don't feel
it. Put an honorable mention.
Wait till I tell you. It's not going to win it for me, saying if I use it right now.
Oh, okay.
Oof. Okay. Huh. I'm going to go with fire. Fire is my third pick. Good. Fire emoji.
I was trying to trick you because I like that one.
Morgan, number two, how'd you feel about fire? If someone fires you, do you love it?
That was a good one.
Okay, all right. So my three are laughing with tears in the eyes.
Dang it.
The eye roll and the fire emoji.
Eye roll is so strong.
So strong.
Raymundo, what is your last pick?
Yeah, I can't believe it's still there. It's SMH, hand to the face, shaking my head.
Oh, good one, Ray. Good.
What's that one look like?
SMH, it's just this, y'all.
It's the hand to the face.
Hand to the face.
Yeah. Rays are strong.
Yes.
Okay.
He got this and this.
Yeah, he got some good
That's
ones
a good
for
one.
Sure. Lunchbox, you have prayer hands and daps. You're full of hands right now. We need something without hands.
I'm very hands-on, okay? And I'm scrolling through emojis because I had fire emoji as my last one because I just was scrolling through last night. So there's this one. It looks like it's a party. It's like firecrackers going off. It's right here, Mike Nee. I don't know how you describe
it. Oh, just like an explosion?
Yeah, it's like a explosion.
Like,
yeah,
you say bang. It's confetti, right?
Yeah, confetti, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, if you type in birthday or party, that one comes
okay.
up.
All right, Lunchbox has prayer hands, daps, and confetti.
And party time, yeah.
Eddie?
All right, I'm going to go with the hands as my last one, but I'm going to do the, Yas
Queen. That's a good one. The Yas Queen ones. The Yas Queen ones. That's a good one.
That's what I thought.
Yas Queen's a pretty
solid. Yas Queen's good. I like that one.
Praise. That's what I do. I'm like, praise. Yeah. Amen.
I see it as like, raise the roof.
Okay. That's
funny
good
how
too.
We all see them. Somebody put like, put your hands up. That could be it. Morgan, number two, you have the dancing girl and the smirking face.
I'm going to go with the crying hard emoji.
That's a good
end.
One. Oh, that's like, a good, like the straight.
Oh, stream.
The rectangle eyes coming down. All right. Crying face. Okay. You can go vote on these. We're putting them up right now.
Feel good about mine.
Yeah, I feel good about mine, too. I don't always. Do you know the one that I almost went with?
Yes, what's the honor
The American
moment?
Flag.
Oh. I almost did that.
Dang, that would have been really good.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Like, really good.
I know, almost with the American flag. But I had to go with what I use the most.
Yeah.
And most of my friends love America anyway, so we don't have to be like, America rules.
I mean, you use that one for sure on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay, well, go vote on the ones that I have laughing with tears in the eyes, eye roll, and fire. Raymundo has smirking face, no, smiling face with hearts as eyes, that I don't know, girl, and the shape, what is it?
The dancing?
SMH face?
Oh, yeah, like,
SMH right to the face, and then the other one, the heh, and then the heart eyes.
Heh, it's so good.
Lunchbox has the prayer hands, the dap fist, and the confetti. Eddie has the poop, the teeth gritting, and the Yas Queen praise hands.
Yeah, I feel so good about it.
Morgan number two has dancing girl, smirking face, and crying steam face, stream face.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. All right, go vote. That's a fun one to go vote on, BobbyBones.com. Everybody feel pretty good?
Yeah, I feel great.
The
Bobby Bones Show. Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, Virginia is now the fifth state to declare a state of emergency as the East Coast is bracing for Hurricane Dorian. Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas also declared a state of emergency. To help out those affected by Hurricane Dorian, just go to redcross.org.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Stephanie's on. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you want to say?
So I was actually calling in because I was cracking up last week. This actually happened last week, and I've been trying to call in, but I could never get through. I added your guys' Instagram, your Instagram, actually, about a week ago, and this guy ended up adding me, who said he's Mr. Bobby Bones Official on Instagram, and he was trying to talk to me, and he was just so, like, sleazy, just gross, and I was like, there's no way that this is how Bobby talks to people, you know? And so he, like, started telling me, oh, I'm so glad you're such a great fan, like, kind of making me feel like a groupie. It was so weird. And I was just like, yeah, okay, you know, like, whatever. And he's like, maybe we can get drinks sometime after a show. I'll get you tickets, all stuff. And I was like, oh, what do you drink? And that's how I knew I would catch him. And he's like, I drink whiskey. And I was like, there's no way that you're Bobby. He doesn't drink. Sorry.
Busted. Like,
it was so awkward, like, the way he was talking to me, because I'm like, I'm a fan, but, like, I'm not, like, weird. Like, don't try it. Don't do that to girls, because you're making Bobby look bad. And honestly, I think if everybody feels the same about your guys' shows that I do, nobody's going to believe them anyways. But, I mean, it was so fast. I think I have, like, 3 pages of, like, this, like, text messages from him, like, on my phone from Instagram. And it was just like, oh, you know, this guy just sounds like narcissistic, like he just loves himself. And I was like, dude, you're not Bobby. Relax.
So did you for a second think it was me?
No, because the moment, so when he reached out to me, it was just, it was kind of weird. Like, it was more like hitting on me versus being professional. And I don't feel like you would ever act that way. So I just instantly was like, this is weird.
Well, that is not me. That is for sure not. I only have one account, and it's Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't have an account that I set up to talk to people on the side. That's what they'll say sometimes. I set up this account to talk to my family.
Oh.
No. If I talk to people, it's on the Mr. Bobby Bones account.
Right.
But I'm glad that you didn't talk back. And maybe, are you interested? I'm just kidding. Bethany, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that there's a weirdo out there acting like you.
Yeah, it seems like more than one. Because it's like Mr. Bobby Official, Official Mr. Bobby Bones. There's like a lot of those counts.
Mr. There. Bobby Bones underscore. That one's hard to see because you can't see that underscore. At
just
the
look
end.
For the blue check, you know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go over and talk to Sarah in Massachusetts. Sarah, what's happening?
Hey, morning, Bobby.
Morning.
Morning. Studio.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. What do you want to say?
Well, I listen to you guys every day because I work alone, and you guys are like my coworkers because
I work with dogs, and, well, dogs don't talk back, so.
Well, it's good they don't talk back, because if they did, you'd be crazy.
I've been with you guys since you were, like, the original, like, since you guys first started. So you guys are great, and you make my days go by a lot faster, so you guys are awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Tell all the puppies we said, boo! All right, thank you. See you later.
All right.
Thanks, Bobby. Bye, guys.
Bye.
When my dog was chewing, listeners would say, you know what you should do? I got this from more than one person. Like when he chews on you and it hurts, go, ow! And like yelp like a dog does, because then he'll know what that means because he does that to you. I tried that about twice. I felt real dumb. He didn't. I was playing with him.
I might try that.
Yeah. Let's do On This Day in Country Music. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
On this day in 1991, Garth Brooks releases his album, Rope in the Wind.
Ah.
It's a big one. Not only did it debut at number one, but it became the first country album ever to debut at number one on the Billboard 200. Songs include jams like Rodeo,
well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud.
Shameless,
I'm shameless.
What She's Doing Now,
just what she's doing now.
Papa Love Mama.
Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shine, Pop.
And The River.
Yes, I will sail my best.
It's the third best-selling country album of all time. Garth has two of the top three. So, on this day, Rope in the Wind came out. Big day.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban covered Taylor Swift's song Lover at a recent show without any practice with his band. Taylor saw it and shared the video saying, "My heart exploded into confetti hearts. Thank you." Here's a clip. Beach ball was thrown onto stage while Miranda Lambert was performing. She grabbed it, took a knife, and deflated it in a fan video posted to social media. Miranda said, "We're not at the beach. We're singing country music tonight." You can see the video at BobbyBones.com. Lady Antebellum talked about what it takes for all three of them to agree on a song to record.
You might have to go, man, just give it a few more listens. And usually, too, the songs that we write together always feel the most us. So sometimes some of these outside songs, I would definitely say one of us has to give the other a little bit of a nudge. Like, I'm telling you, give it another shot and listen to it again with fresh ears.
We never move forward with anything unless we all agree on it.
I'm Morgan No. 2. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Being a firefighter is not easy. It gets hot, too, if you're out fighting fires and it's 100 degrees. One little boy in Baltimore County, Maryland, was looking out for firefighters battling blazes in his neighborhood. And he goes, "Hey, firefighters, I know it's hot and I know there's fires, but I bought you guys a bunch of ice cream sandwiches."
Aww.
So he yeah, the little kid, too. He takes all these firefighters' ice cream sandwiches and was like, "Hope you like them."
That's the cutest.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And his mom said it was his own money, too.
I want everybody to know. Even
it was
better.
His own money. He went to the gas station and bought an ice cream sandwich for everybody. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Crestview, Florida. A man who works on a construction crew had his girlfriend meet him at the job site. They're talking, they get in an argument. He gets mad, jumps in a front loader, scoops up some dirt, boom, drops it on her car. $8,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
Huh. Why were they fighting?
It doesn't say. It says he's 20 years old and they got in an argument and he wanted to get the last word. So the last word was the dirt on the car.
Wow. That's
one way to do it.
Yeah, but the last word now is him paying $8,000 or having to call his insurance.
Ooh, so she wins.
I think so. Yeah. Or is it just his move?
He should come up with a new move.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to do. If I were a girl thinking about dating this dude and I saw this in the news, I'd never date this dude.
Nah.
Ever.
That's rage.
You want to give him a shout-out? Hunter Mills.
There you go, Hunter Mills. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, let's open the mailbag here. Let's hear it.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Good morning, studio. My name is Casey. I'm a longtime listener who wants to thank you for making my morning so fun. This past year was rough for me. I just separated from my wife of 3 years. It's been a month since we split. I'm still wearing my wedding band, but I feel like I should take it off. Every time I go to take it off, I talk myself out of it. How long should I keep it on? Is it okay to take it off now? What do you guys think? Signed, Casey. Amy, over to you.
I think you keep it on as long as you are still having that feeling. Like, if it ended really, really bad, and maybe there wasn't hope for reconciliation because you're just separated at this point. So maybe that's part of you saying, like, hey, there's still hope for this. So I would leave it on until it's official, or you wake up that one day and you have a feeling like, okay, this is not for me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he wants to be divorced.
And I feel like I need more details, Casey, but I get it. It's an email and you just quickly want us to give you an answer, and that's mine.
Yeah, DM Amy the details.
Yeah. Radio Amy.
Yeah, I say you leave it on as long as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave it on after your divorce.
Like,
I don't
no
care.
There's no rule. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should, in our lives, we should do what makes us feel good. If it's not hurting other people, we should do what makes us feel good, makes us feel content, makes us feel valued, even to ourselves. So I'm okay with you leaving it on. I'm okay with me wearing one right now, and I don't even have a girlfriend.
That'd be weird.
What?
But it does. What if it made me feel good?
That's okay then.
But you just like a ring on that finger, or you like to pretend you're married?
Who cares?
Oh.
If your new girlfriend
is... That's my
point.
If I'm not hurting anybody,
well,
but
I know,
it makes me happy...
If you start to have a pretend wife and we have to, like, talk to her and stuff, like,
oh, boy.
That's where we draw the line.
Well, this has escalated quickly. All I'm saying is I'm with Amy a bit.
Yeah.
If you want to keep the ring on, keep the ring on. Yeah. If you get divorced and still feel like I can't take it off, leave it on.
Yeah, the day will come when you're
ready. The day will come where you go, I'm just out. Lunchbox thoughts?
Oh, it's way past time. The minute she walked out the door, you walked out that door, and you lived in separate places, that's when the ring comes off. Obviously, she's moved on with her life. You need to move on with your life, because people are going to see you with your ring on and be like, dude, like, she left you. Like, go ahead and, like, move on. Get back out there. There's other fish in the sea.
Yeah, but do you want to go get fish if you don't want to get fish? Like,
right.
If you don't want to go fishing, why do you get your fishing pole out?
And then we don't know the details, Lunchbox.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's moving on. She already took the ring off. She's out partying.
We don't know that.
Again, you can DM us the details if you want. But that's how we feel about it. You can always email us. Morgan, number two, what is the email address for the mailbag?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com. That's our advice. Two of us say keep it on until you feel fit. Lunchbox says you should have already thrown it in the creek.
Yeah.
Now basically, I mean, throw in the trash. What I mean, take a hammer to it, whatever you want to do.
My parents were separated for a long time before they officially got divorced, and my mom wore her wedding ring the entire time.
Did your dad?
Oh, no, he's with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm just not a mayonnaise guy whatsoever. Like, nothing that in my life needs mayonnaise on it for any reason. And so this woman, Michelle Lesko, is a competitive eater. She's real skinny, 5'4". She just set the Guinness World Record for eating the most mayo in 3 minutes.
Oh.
Oh.
How much is that?
She ate 3.5 jars.
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. I love mayonnaise, too.
You do?
Yes. Oh, I love it. But I could never do that.
Like, when I think of that much mustard, it would be tough because it's just a lot of mustard. But I'm okay with mustard. I could probably eat a jar of mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mayonnaise. She holds the record for the biggest, fastest bowl of pasta, too, and also downing a hot dog with no hands.
Oh, wow. How did she do that?
Hey.
That's impressive.
Give you a call?
A guy is suing Popeyes because he's so upset over not getting a sold-out chicken sandwich.
Well, if it's sold out, can't get it.
Well, if you try to get your hands on one of them, then you're... In a lot of places, you never got one. So one guy in Tennessee is taking it to a new level and is suing Popeyes after not being able to try the sandwich.
Wow.
The Times Free Press reports that Craig Barr is suing Popeyes in allegations of false advertising and deceptive business practices and said that he spent countless hours driving attempting to get Popeyes sandwiches. He says, I can't get happy. All I have is a sandwich on my mind. I can't think straight. Sounds like a Britney Spears song.
Mm-hmm.
It just consumes you. He said he became so desperate to try one of the sandwiches that he paid a man on Craigslist $25 to get one, only to be shut out again. He also said that while trying to go to a different Popeyes after his regular one was sold out, he cracked a rim on his car. Well, that's not their fault.
Oh.
Right. None of this is their fault.
He's seeking $5,000 in damages.
Wow.
Okay.
So that Popeye sandwich, though, they won't be back until the fall. Like, I guess maybe October, November or something.
I love that thing that's going around on Instagram and Twitter where it's like, whatever's happening to Popeyes right now, please let it happen to me.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's like, dear Lord,
yeah,
whatever you did for Popeyes last season, let that happen to me next season.
Right.
A group with a gun rushes a Popeyes restaurant when they're told the new chicken sandwich is sold out.
Golly.
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole chicken sandwich thing is getting a little nutty here. So I did not get one.
Me neither.
Lunchbox had one, said it was better than Chick-fil-A, but I'll get one when it comes back. But you know what's going to be like going to like the Avengers movie when it first comes out? You got to wait a few weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich the first couple weeks that it comes back out. But good for them for shutting it down too.
Yeah.
Because it has created a hysteria with food like I haven't seen in years.
No. Can't even think of the last thing that this happened with. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the Jonas Brothers had a concert in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and this one fan of theirs, you know, put a message on Instagram or social media and was like, man, supposed to be the Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Instead, I'm across the street getting chemo. Which, if they want to come visit me, I'll give them my room number. Well, other fans started reposting it, tagging the Jonas Brothers, went viral. They saw it, and before their concert, they legit went to the hospital and visited the patient.
It was awesome. What? I watched the whole video of them walking in the room and taking pictures. It was really a fantastic video. And with so many viral videos out there, it's kind of hard to move me.
Right.
Wow, I was almost in tears.
Her name
I was smiling too hard for the tears to come out of my eyes.
Yeah. Her name is Lily Jordan. She's 16 years old, so you know that just completely made her year.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so a Texas high school is offering Adulting 101 to teach students how to survive.
This should be normal class 101.
Mm-hmm.
I've often said, to the chagrin of math teachers everywhere, like, why are we learning trigonometry when we can't even balance our checking account?
Exactly. Shout out Cedar Ridge High School, Round Rock School District. They're offering basic life skills, which will include how to cook healthy food, how to write a resume, interview for a job, manage money, and other important lessons. And
yeah,
I was
that
like,
should be in there before right. We get into like advanced algebra or trig. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't even have to take trig unless you're going into a math-related field later on. I took it and I was like, what am I? And I was pretty good at math.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but that's pretty good. I was like, why am I even learning this? I'm never going to use this my whole life. And I understand that sometimes you don't learn things for actually learning it, but the process of learning. Like, that's a big thing, too. But it's like, I should just learn something like sewing. I'll probably use that more than I will trig.
Yeah. I agree.
On so much either, but I probably have done it more than trig. Like
I don't
know. Patching things up.
Do they still have home ec anymore? When I was in junior high, they had it, but not in high school, I don't think.
They had home ec, but it was like a class you just took to go either meet girls or get an easy grade.
Okay. Well, in mine, we did have sewing. And
they
should
have called it home economics. They should call it everyday life. Like, take everyday life.
Was it home economics, too, that they had us carry around an egg?
Yeah, like a
as
baby.
If it was
that
a
was
baby.
The thing for a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
What else you got?
Because that's the same. So, Jack in the Box is trying to get in on the whole crazy chicken sandwich trend.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Because Popeyes has this new thing going and everyone's going crazy. So, they have a new menu item and it's 4 chicken patties stacked on 1 bun. So, it's like.
Well, it's not more chicken wins, it's best chicken, the best tasting chicken. Like, they're going at it a different way. They're like, we'll put 13 patties.
Right.
Like, take us on.
Right. Well, you get a lot of chicken for a good price, and they call it, it's a really clever name.
Go ahead.
The Really Big Chicken Sandwich.
I can appreciate that name.
I know.
Right
I love it.
Middle.
I think
yeah.
It's simple. So, it is going on right now through November 17th. So, if you want to get in on this, you have until then.
I think you'll be able to get one of those.
Well,
I think they'll be fine with their... You won't have to wait in line an hour for that chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show. I'm going to talk to Libby in Nashville. Libby, what's happening? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm real good. What do you want to say?
Well, I thought you were always talking about how when and where you're going to take your first drink, and I thought... In Ireland, did you think about it or did it happen? And we haven't heard about it yet.
You know, I went for a few days to Ireland. That's where I went on vacation. 3 days. And that's all they had was alcohol. It was really the worst place for me to go.
Oh, yeah. I think the Irish.
Once I got there, One, I get really bad motion sick, so I wasn't taking a 5-hour drive out to some cliff. And so I went on a little bus cruise and looked at a castle. It was like 20 minutes out of town. It's fine. Even then, I was like, whoa. And then everything is so alcohol-related that it was like if you took a lactose kid to a cheese factory and you're like, you have any cheese you want?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you can. I'm lactose intolerant. That's how I felt going, because Ireland's known for like Guinness and beer and whiskey, and I don't drink.
But that's not what you want to drink anyways. I mean, in my opinion, if you're having a first drink, you'd probably gag at that stuff.
But my point is, it was a weird place to go.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't at all. I stayed in the hotel most of the time. I wanted a couple little things, but it really wasn't the best vacation spot for me. I'll say that I'm glad I went because now I can say I've been to Ireland. Mm-hmm. Spent a few days there. Spent a lot of time in the hotel.
I know. Whenever I text you about it, you're like, I got so much work done.
I did. Amy goes, how'd the trip go? I was like, I got so much work done. I have like this, I'm doing a few motivational speaking dates through the second half of the year. And my first one is coming up. I'm doing Missouri State near the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 45-minute speech that I've been working on. It's like 20 pages. And so I got it done. And I was pretty proud of myself. I mean, I spent like 9 hours doing it in my hotel room in Ireland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I did not have my first drink. I didn't really think about it. It wasn't like, oh, I'm here, let me go ahead and try it. So,
but it was everywhere.
It was that was their main tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, welcome to Ireland, have a drink.
What's an Irish car bomb?
You don't say that there, though, to them. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because.
That's the Irish drink that comes to mind, but only probably because it has Irish in it.
One of my friends was like, hey, you should not ask them about an Irish car bomb.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I wasn't going to. And then she was like, they get really offended at that. That's a term used for one of their drinks because there's so much violence there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Listen, okay. I'm way into Irish culture now. You haven't noticed. Yeah, Libby, that's kind of the story. I went. Let me tell you one other story. I get on this bus. I'm going to save this story because it kind of grossed me out a little bit. But when I got on this bus to do a tour, something happened. And I was like, I cannot believe this is happening right now.
Okay.
I wanted to throw up. And not from being motion sick. From what I was seeing with my own eyeballs. We've been away for a little bit. We spent a few days off all doing our vacation things. Got back into town. I guess before I went on vacation, Amy and I hung out. I went to dinner with Amy and her kids, and it's a lot to go out. I've had dinner. I've hung out at your house with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually go and, like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, I went to Amy, and I was like, oh, I get why you would drink wine every night.
Mm-hmm.
they're a lot.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, they're a lot.
I know.
And I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like I would take one and try to calm them down and you would take the other and we'd kind of switch. And
yeah, it's a lot of back and forth. Yeah, tag team.
And you got to like keep them entertained the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole basis
especially, they were hungry. When you hit that point of like a kid getting hungry, their attitude or their personality just can totally shift. And yeah, but once they get the food, it's like, oh, thank you. You're better. But yeah, I mean, so occasionally you need the wine to chill out.
The entire basis of our dinner was making sure the kids were entertained.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing staring contests with your son. Then your daughter was fighting. She wanted to referee one. I was like, I give up.
It's a whole thing.
I'm out. I left.
I know.
It was great. We had a good time. We went to a hamburger place.
Yeah. It's one of their favorites. Their favorite place to go. And did you notice how's your communication getting with them? You know?
About 18% better.
Yeah. It is better, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, they're learning English. Sometimes I don't understand what your son is saying.
Yeah.
Because he talks so fast.
Yeah.
But no, I had a good time.
Okay.
And then you ended up not going to Haiti, which is where they're from because of all the violence and all the nuttiness happening right now. So what'd you guys end up doing?
There's civil unrest. So we just stayed here for a little bit and then towards the end of the weekend went to the beach for my husband's birthday. So,
you know, I hung out with Morgan number two yesterday. We went and boxed at the gym and she texted me the night before and was like, hey, you want to go work out at what, like 10, is that what it was?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. So I wake up, go to the gym, get my gloves on, start stretching. It's like 9:50, no Morgan number two. 9:55, no Morgan number two. 9:59, no Morgan number two.
Mm.
And so I'm about to go and start boxing in the class. And I'm like, hey, you coming? And what happened?
I didn't know that you were going to go because the day before we were both kind of like, oh, maybe we'll go. So I wasn't 100% sure. And then when I didn't hear from you like at like 9 or so, I was like, oh, maybe he's not going. I'll just sleep in a little bit more and go work out somewhere else later.
I didn't feel like your text said you're going to go if I go, only if I go. It was like, hey, I'm going to go work out if you want to go, is what it said.
That was a plan, obviously. Yeah. And then I wanted to sleep in more. And I was like, oh, it's fine. Well, she, no commitment.
She showed up, rolled into the class about 10 minutes late. And then...
Oh, good. She still came?
She still came. Oh, no, yeah. She came and threw her gloves on. And then we went and had lunch yesterday. So did that. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I went to Ireland for a few days, talked about that. Mm-hmm. I had a big Arkansas game. I could talk about that coming up too. But yeah, I had a bunch. It was pretty good. I had a pretty good little spell there. When did you and your kids get back?
Yesterday.
Yeah, how late?
Like 4 p.m.-ish. So pretty much gone most of the day. You get home and then it's like they've got school today and all the things, like unpacking laundry, get everybody back into like mode, go to bed early, feel good.
I hit Eddie up too. I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, well, we didn't go anywhere because the kids have school.
Yeah, and it was fine. I mean, it was vacay for me. I played golf, I fished, I kayaked. Like, I lived it up.
Well, Eddie put an Instagram of him in a kayak and I was like, hey, where are you? And he goes, Africa. And then I never heard from him again.
Okay.
And I was like, all right.
Well, you went to Ireland, so I was like, okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So heads up, if you bring any pumpkin spice product that disappointed you to Krispy Kreme this week, you can trade it in for a free pumpkin spice donut. They're calling it their pumpkin spice purchase protection plan. And whatever you bring, it doesn't have to be sealed. Obviously, you're dissatisfied. That's why you're bringing it in. You can take a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte with like one sip left. You can take pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts with one crumb left. If you turn it in not satisfied, Krispy Kreme will give you the donut. Pretty baller.
You could probably just go in and ask for it, huh?
No, you have right. It has to be a trade.
I get it. I get that's what they're saying.
If the employees are doing their job, it has to be a trade.
Well, good for them.
So I'm just giving you a heads up. That's this week. So take advantage of that.
And that's the good news, that you get a free pumpkin spice donut with a trade-in.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you go in and take a one sip?
Oh, I'd probably be too embarrassed. I'd be like, I'd take a full one. Here you go.
They don't want it. My point is, Amy, they don't really want that stuff. You could probably just ask. Like, they don't want to have to put that stuff in the garbage.
Okay. I'd probably just pay for the donut.
And then tip. Yeah. And then even they don't take tips. All right, there's your Tell Me Something Good for here. You get a free pumpkin spice donut.
That's right.
If you're looking for a little pick-me-up, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban covered Taylor Swift's song Lover at a recent show without any practice with his band. And Taylor saw it and shared the video saying, my heart exploded into confetti hearts. Thank you. Here's a clip.
I guess I don't know that song well enough to appreciate it. Because I listened to some of the Taylor record. Not really for me, but I did see him post that. I saw Keith once sit up there and people just yell songs at him during a dress rehearsal or a sound check.
Mm-hmm.
The guy just, it happens so fast for him. Like, he takes it in and spits it back out and knows how to play it exactly. It's wild how good that guy is. All right, what else?
A beach ball was thrown on a stage while Miranda Lambert was singing. She grabbed it, took a knife, and deflated it in a fan video posted to social media. Miranda said, we're not at the beach. We're singing country music tonight.
Which she notoriously hates beach balls. She keeps a box cutter on stage with her just because of this. So not the first time she's done this. But yeah, it's always fun to see someone get angry at a beach ball. All right, what else?
And then Lady Antebellum talked about what it takes for all three of them to agree on a song to record.
You might have to go, man, just give it a few more listens. And usually, too, the songs that we write together always feel the most us. So sometimes some of these outside songs, I would definitely say one of us has to give the other a little bit of a nudge. Like, I'm telling you, give it another shot and listen to it again with fresh ears.
We never move forward with anything unless we all agree on it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby.
Right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What did the astronaut say when he crashed into the moon?
I
apologize.
All right. Apologize. I mean, I hear laughing
Apollo.
Over there.
Oh,
I get it. I mean, I'm tough. We're back from vacation. Maybe okay. I'm just tough. All right, there you go. Thank you. Raymundo liked that too.
That was the morning corny.
You like that one, Raymundo?
Yeah, she has trouble sometimes with the names and the words and how to make it the joke and the actual Apollo. She did a good job of emphasizing it, so then it ended up being funny.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I have a hard time with that. Who knew? I didn't know.
We all knew.
Oh, y'all said what?
Yeah, you have trouble talking.
Oh.
Which is weird.
Well, that part I knew a little bit, but not with my joke delivery. That's like my one segment a day that's like, you know. Probably the most popular.
Raymundo, how was your vacation? Raymundo, by the way, is our audio guy who sits in the glass room. He's like Joey from Friends. Kind of looks like him, kind of acts like him. Did you propose to your girl?
I did not.
All right, there we have it. All right. Jimmy Allen, best shot, Bobby Bone Show. That's what we're all wondering, right? Yeah.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, I'm going to go over and talk to Gary in Arkansas. Gary, what's happening, bud?
Man, it was great to see you calling the Hogs this weekend.
Oh, boy, I had a great... I tell you, I went to the Razorback game on Saturday. Really one of the finer days of the last year or 2 years for me. It was just a perfect day. Went, the weather was great. I got to do the Hog Walk, which before the team... And I know Coach Morse a little bit, who's the head coach of Arkansas now. And got to walk off the buses and the team gets off. Got to walk all down through the crowd. I got to... go on the field, do the hall call. The bad part was the PA announcer called me Bobby Jones.
Oh.
In my own backyard, which hurt a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. But for the most part, is 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes life scale.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really a fantastic day. It was me and Justin Moore and Joe Nichols, and we did a lot of that stuff together. It was great. I tell you, Gary, I had a great time. We got a win. It was just a wonderful day.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming back home, man, and supporting the Hogs, and let's just go for a good year, Woo Pig.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you very much for the call. I went the day before. Paul Feinbaum, who I love, sports guy, was like, hey, come on the show. I did a sports show for a long time, and so I'm, you know, pretty good at sports, and I love that guy. And so he's like, hey, we're doing a Feinbaum Friday from Nashville, which is on ESPN. And so I go up, and I take my own Razorback helmet and I put it on the table with me.
Yeah.
And so I take my own prop and some people made fun of me online. That's all right. I love my team. So I sit there and I'm hanging out and it's a thrill for me to get to do that show and have fun. But before I went out to do the show, I'm sitting on the bus because these shows, it's a TV set out in the middle of a campus. So there's really not a green room. You just sit on the bus. And Tim Tebow came up. We talked for like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm telling you, it was like the greatest 2 days. Like all the vacation, blah, blah, blah. Ireland, blah, blah, blah. The fact that I got to go to Razorback game, go on the field, do the Hog Call, get to hang out with Coach. We won. All that was great. Paul Feinbaum. It was just a fantastic couple of days. Like really one of my finer 48 hours.
Oh,
if I do say so. So, yeah, it was cool. And then after the game... because Justin Moore and I, which by the way has the number one song this week.
Yeah.
But Justin and I are pretty tight. We're both Arkansas guys. We grew up around the same place. Both from really small towns. We're in the same conference in high school growing up. And so Justin's like, hey, man, you should come out and do my show with me. Because he was doing a show after the game for the Razorback Foundation. And I was like, all right, I'll come out to there. He goes, you want to do a song? And I was like, yeah, what do you want me to do? He goes, I'll send you like six options. So I'm like, all right. So I stay at the game. He has to leave a few minutes early to go to sound check, and he texts me the song. I don't know any of them. And I'm like, oh, man. And I'm like, hey, dude. So then he hits me with Dust.
Do you say that?
What?
I don't know any. Or they were covers or his songs?
They were covers.
Oh, okay. And I thought they were his songs. You're like, I don't know any of them.
Well, and I knew all of them, but I didn't know them enough to get up and sing them.
Gotcha.
It's not karaoke. There are no words.
Right.
And that meant I had to memorize a whole song. Yeah. So I knew kind of every song he sent me, mm-hmm. but some of them.
Right.
And so I'm like, hey, dude, give me something else. He's like, all right, how about Dust on the Bottle? I think the band get that one together. And I was like, all right. Now that, you think you know until you go, time to sing it with no background vocals. And so I have to like look, and I know the song. Sing Dust on the Bottle.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Creole Williams.
Go ahead.
Lived down a dirt road.
Good.
He made homemade wine like nobody I know.
Go ahead.
Stopped by one Friday night and said, can I help me, Creole?
Kind of. Good
got
enough.
Got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right.
Good. Go ahead.
He says, I got what you need, son. Let's step down to the cellar.
Close enough. Okay. Go ahead.
Reached through the cobwebs and he turned on the light and
he
said,
that's it. Good. You got
wow.
it. That's good.
Yeah.
So I told Justin, I said, hey, man, I know the first verse
perfectly,
just about. So if I'll do the first verse and all the choruses, and you do the second verse, and we'll be like a duet, because I don't know all of it perfectly. And he's like, no problem, man. So he gets up, and it was awesome. And we sang it, and the crowd was into it, I think. I had ears in. So you really can't hear the crowd super well. But, yeah, it was good. Do you have the karaoke that? So, and also, there's no talking. I walk up, I didn't hear any rehearsal. I'm like, all right. He's like, and here he is, your friend, my Bobby Bones. He goes like, ah! And I walk up and the music's playing. You just have to know when to go in because the band's not going to stop. And I'm like, what's up, everybody? And it's playing, thanks for coming out. Woo pig, baby. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And you have to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and then you just go right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was it. But it was great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I saw you post something. I didn't know what you were doing. I thought maybe you went up there and told some jokes. I think maybe I couldn't
no
listen to sound. You know, sometimes you watch stories on Instagram with no sound.
Oh, I never turn. When my friends talk at me on Instagram, I just watch their mouth move and skip to the next story.
What?
Because I don't ever turn my sound on my phone.
Oh.
Because it may go off on the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just never turn my phone sound on.
True.
So, yeah. But no, I didn't tell. No, you can't. It wasn't a joke setting. It was like an outdoor. Like
it was a concert. Yeah.
It was an outside concert.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, but it was great. We're going to get to the draft coming up, right? We're going to do our favorite emojis. Have the first overall pick. Which, by the way, Raymundo wants to say why he thinks Morgan number two is in the lead here.
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah.
So, anyways, this is an investigation by me and my girlfriend, and we think that she's getting on Facebook as the draft is going on, and then she'll read the comments that Facebookers are giving her, mm-hmm. and so she'll choose those, the one she gets the most of, whatever option it is, and so then she pleases the Facebookers, so then on the poll, they vote for her because she picked what they wanted her to pick.
Morgan, number two, anything with that?
That doesn't happen. I do read them. I'm reading all of them. But I already have my list before we go in it. Like, I already have them ready. I just relate to the people.
You know, Amy thinks that you're somehow manipulating the poll. Raymundo thinks you're watching the people talk.
I think everybody's just a bunch of haters.
Okay. Oh. I understand that. I tweeted this yesterday. I said, hey, if you have a friend that's coming out of a coma for 20 years, and they're like, oh, that's crazy. But what movie do I watch? Like, what do you recommend to them? They've been out for 20 years. So I got like 1,000 responses. It's pretty cool to see what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask you guys that. Amy, your friend's been out for 20 years. They come back. It's super exciting, but they say, I need a movie to watch. What do you recommend them?
Okay, so this one will, I think, always be funny. It'll stand the test of time, and it is Hitch. They need a laugh. They've been in a coma.
What year did that come out?
2005.
That's, wow, that long, huh?
Yeah.
I love Hitch.
It's
that's
so
one
good.
Of those TBS ones that I'll stop and watch every time.
And then, yeah, they can always watch it if they've got the TV on.
I picked Dark Knight. And not that it's my favorite movie ever, but I feel like Dark Knight is universally loved by everyone. And it's Batman.
Right, that's
and
true.
And even if you don't like Batman, it's such a drama, like, it's not just like superheroes.
Because probably before they went into a coma, they knew Batman.
Yeah, like everybody knows Batman.
Yeah. Sure.
And you're like, and Heath Ledger, look at this. Don't tell him until afterward.
I mean, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably like, oh, wow, Heath Ledger just.
Spoiler alert.
Like, Heath Ledger probably going to be a huge actor for the rest of his life. You're like, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you don't know.
But
yeah.
Heath Ledger did such a good job. So I like Dark Knight as mine
that's
the past
good.
20 years. The other one I picked was Her, because I just love that movie, and I think that'll be me. Where the guy like falls in love with his operating system. I didn't pick that one. That
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
If I,
that'd be for you. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I picked Dark Knight. Lunchbox.
I'm with Amy. When you come out of a coma after 20 years, you want to laugh, and there's no movie that's going to make you laugh more than Old School. Absolutely, sit there and you can just laugh and laugh and laugh, and you'll quote that movie for the rest of your life.
What year did Old School come out?
2003.
Man, we're getting close to almost 20 year anniversary of Old School. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Is Old School even cool to you?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my gosh.
And that's just a generational thing, because she was like in kindergarten when it came out. Crazy. Eddie, what's your movie last 20 years?
So I went the emo route. I mean, to me, Garden State, when that came out, that, I mean, changed my life.
Wait, what?
I'm a cool guy. I'm
you
Eddie.
Not remember?
Actions will change your life.
Yeah. You remember that? And that was 2004, so that's right. I mean, that's right there, and I think they need to see that. They're going to be like, who's Zach Braff?
It's going to put them back in a coma. That movie's so slow, and I liked it, but
it's so good.
It's like, hey, wake up. Wake up. Oh, he's back in the coma. Great.
Dang it. Sad movie got him back in.
Morgan, number two?
I think I'd make them watch Harry Potter.
Mm.
If not the series, then at least the first one. They'd get caught up on pop culture and they know all the references. That's a big one.
Did you see that the Harry Potter, the school here in town has eliminated Harry Potter books because of the spells it can put on people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a Catholic school here in town, and I think the priest that is running the school took all Harry Potter out of the school because he says there's real life spells in the book.
Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Probably not. But
doubt it.
A Catholic school, wait, is this anybody's school here?
No.
Has banned the Harry Potter series because a reverend at the school claims the books include both good and evil magic, as well as spells, which, if read by a human, can conjure evil spirits. My thing is, these books have been read by so many people, millions, millions and millions of people. Odds are, if this was a real thing, somebody would have conjured a spell, like a real-life spell at this point, just playing the numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one ever has. Like, if this were the Morgan number two, would be Gandalf if these books allowed you, as much as she's read these books and loves them. But there's no, it hasn't happened. So, in an email, he explains that he consulted several exorcists. Listen, I'm also going to say this.
Oh, wow.
If the guy running my school is reaching out to exorcists going, can I get some advice on this? Again, I'm probably giving it the side eye. I'm giving it the emoji like,
Anderson.
He reached out to exorcists in the U.S. and Rome. And it was recommended the school remove the books. This is from the Tennessean. These books present magic as both good and evil, which is not true, but in fact a clever deception. I don't have a problem with him just believing this and going, you know what, it's not for me. But it's weird that somebody who's running our schools are reaching out to people that are proficient in exorcisms in other countries, going, hey, that part's a little weird to me. If I were a parent, I'd be like, why is my principal or head reverend reaching out to the exorcist gym over in Rome?
Italy.
That's weird. Amy, your thoughts. You have two kids.
I mean, I'm fine. It's his school. He can do whatever. Mm-hmm. I can see, like, I'm trying to think, and I'm going to say this carefully. Like, the church I went to growing up, they didn't want, like, I remember some kids brought Twilight to youth group or something, and our pastor was, no, that's not going to be allowed at youth group. And so I didn't know exactly what Twilight was about because I didn't really read it, but they didn't think it was appropriate, like the, what are they in there? Vampires?
Yeah, vampires.
And the love story and all the things, but they just didn't think it was appropriate for church. And it's a Catholic school, and maybe they don't want the, like somebody also in my church had a Ouija board. And it was a whole thing, and you couldn't be over there. But it's not like anybody thought the Ouija board was weird, but somehow some people in my church thought it was evil, so that wasn't allowed either. Not that.
Isn't it, though, if you think it's fun fiction or real? I don't think kids are reading this going, this is for real.
Yeah.
And these millions of books have encouraged kids to read like crazy.
Right. I agree. That's why I wouldn't keep my kids away from it.
So I'm asking you about you specifically. I'm not saying play devil's advocate. I'm asking about you.
My kids can read Harry Potter if they want to.
I wonder if they've pulled out all books with, like, guns in them or all books with, you know, there's a lot of things that anyone could go, you know, probably not the best for kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
I've never read Harry Potter. I'm not a hater in any way. I like things that encourage kids to read, and this has encouraged millions of kids to read.
Mm-hmm. My son's reading that right now.
How does he feel about him?
He loves it. He just finished the first one. He loves it.
Yeah.
And he's not talking about spells or anything.
He read that whole thing?
He did.
I don't have a problem with the priest, but not agreeing with it. But it's weird to me that he would call and consult people that specialize in exorcisms about what he's going to do at his school. That's the part where I'm going, is that really the person I want, like, managing the scholastic activities of my children? You don't believe in Harry Potter, good for you. As long as you don't hurt anybody, I don't care what you do. But that part was weird to me.
Yeah.
And also, it's fiction.
Not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never, and you become... With churches, you know, and you've seen a lot of them get really great at talking to younger people by, you know, changing the music. But you have to speak a young person's language to actually get through to a young person. And I bet this guy's going to be like 500 years old, right?
Yeah.
Because if you want to actually get a message to someone, you have to kind of talk to them, not at them. And how do you talk to somebody that's 10? You talk to them like you would talk with a 10-year-old. Not through, here's the King James Version. You have to actually give them a Bible, probably, that speaks to them as you would talk to a youth. That's why they have all these different versions of the Bible written. Mm-hmm. The same thing with, like, Harry Potter. Like, if you want to talk to kids, not to compare Harry Potter to the Bible, but you got to actually talk in their language. And if you start taking away things that are cool to them, then you're kind of pushing them away more so than bringing them into you.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's a good point.
Exorcism guy.
Could you Google an exorcist?
I know.
I don't
up?
Want to. I don't want to.
Nope.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Skylar Smith was riding home with her mom after the first day of school in Ohio, and they're driving, and she sees a little girl walking down the road that looks really scared. She goes, "Mom, that girl shouldn't be walking alone." And she knew, I can't invite her into the car because someone, you know, is not going to get in a car with a stranger. So Skylar says, "Mom, pull the car over. I'm going to walk that girl home." Wow. So Skylar got out of the car and walked with the six-year-old girl and walked her to her house.
Wow.
Legit.
And I imagine the mom drove beside him.
Yeah, the mom followed behind.
I could. There
but yeah.
Go. Good for the little kids are always, it's always a lot of kids doing good stuff. They feel like as adults, right? What's wrong with us?
Yeah, we can learn from the kids.
It's a deep question.
Yeah.
Something's definitely wrong with us, yeah.
It's like we get adults and we're all like chasing the wrong things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for you guys anyway. Me, I'm still chasing the right things. But you guys.
No, us. No.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So, I went to Ireland during our vacation. I went for 3 days. Went by myself. Mostly stayed in a hotel. And probably not the best place for me to go because it's such a drinking culture. And I don't drink. So, I went out and they were like, "Hey, all the tourists, try our beer. Try our Guinness. Try our whiskey." And then they were like, "Or you can take a drive for 3 hours to the cliffs," and I get motion sick. So bad choosing by me, but still had a pretty good time. So that part, it was fine. But glad I did it. It wasn't that far, you know. What it was kind of far, but not that far. So, but I go on this tour bus because I'm going, well, I can't go this whole trip and not do something touristy. So by myself, I go and I get online and I Google, what's there to do in Dublin? And the first thing that popped up, I just committed to it. And I bought a ticket on this double-decker bus. And I get on this bus and I get up on the top and we're driving through the city. And I'm like, okay, we went to some castle. It's on my Instagram if you want to see it, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's fine. Pretty neat to see a castle. And
who lived there?
I don't know, some family. It wasn't even that big a deal.
Oh, it wasn't
they,
like a
they
king?
Were like, it's like the Smiths.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I do that, and we're driving back, and the guy's like, okay, one of the things... I can't do an Irish accent.
Oh, that, was
that
like,
definitely
what?
Wasn't
I've
it.
I've lost it. I've lost it. When I was there for a few days, I had it. I didn't chase that one very good. So he goes, hey, these things are called Tatoes. We're going to give you a Tato. And so in Ireland, potatoes are a big deal. And he goes, these are our potato chips. And so we're going to pass out the Tatoes. And all you have to do, we'll give samples to everybody. So, you know, take one, pass it back. So they have this big bag. And my assumption is inside the bag are a bunch of little bags. But no, they have this big bag of chips. And everybody's just like reaching their hands and eating chips and passing it to the next person.
Oh,
no way.
Gross.
I was no
going,
way.
And I was verbally going, oh. Oh, one, I wanted a Tato, and then two, I thought that they literally were going to, there's this one bag, but when people would reach in their hands, I would go, oh, it's, oh.
No.
They would be like, well, here you go, yours. They passed it to me. I didn't even want to touch the bag. I was like, oh. But people were just eating potato chips. I didn't know those people.
Yeah, they need a new plan.
They need a new plan.
What if you missed out on the best Tato chip ever?
I wasn't eating something that
did you say something like, has anybody washed their hands?
No, I was by myself. And I don't know, that culture seems like they'll fight you at any time.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if people are on that bus, they're tourists.
I know, but when in Rome or when in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
But it was okay. My real joy came from going to the Arkansas Razorbacks game. I did Paul Feinbaum's show in Nashville on Friday, which was a thrill for me because I did it in person. And because I'd done it on the phone before a couple times, but never in person. And then going to the game and getting to hang out with Coach Morris, and it was just a great experience. So that to me was what my vacation, like the high of my vacation, was going to do that. And also, it's back home.
Yeah.
You know? Except for the PA announcer calling me Bobby Jones, which, again, hurt a little worse than any other place because that's like my home.
Yeah.
That one hurt a little bit. And I asked up with Justin Moore on the field, and I was like, do you know I'm calling Bobby Jones? He's like, I thought I did. I was like, yeah. That one hurt a little bit, but other than that, it was fantastic, and we won. We're playing Ole Miss this week, so it should be good. By the way, on Friday, Eddie and I are in Hutchinson, which is right next to Wichita, doing the Kansas State Fair, the Raging Idiots. So we'd love for people to come out and watch. RagingIdiots.com. We're in St. Louis Saturday, but that's sold out. But going back to Arkansas the week after for we're making our record in Little Rock. We're doing our live comedy record in Little Rock.
Yeah. So
people want to come out to that show, RagingIdiots.com. So, yeah, that's it. Do you guys want to do What's the Haps? Do you guys remember
this? Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll go around the room, and I'll go, hey,
what's the haps?
And you just got to tell me what's happening, okay? This is the last time I'm going to set it up.
We should know by now.
Well, it's also for our listeners, so they can just kind of understand what's happening. So I just go, hey,
what's the haps?
And then Amy goes, and you tell a little something happened in your life.
Yeah.
What's the haps means what's happening. Everybody clued in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Our listeners know too.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Now time for a segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
Amy?
Okay, so I'm wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt today, and not one of you has commented about it or asked me to name a Led Zeppelin song.
Three songs you should know if you're wearing a band t-shirt.
I know, that's Bobby's rule, but normally you call me out and it's the first thing you make fun of me for, and you haven't. And I was totally prepared to know Stairway to Heaven.
Don't look at your screen. Don't look at your screen.
Oh, my God.
Not only
goodness.
That, she.
Oh, it's on her screen. I can see it.
It's on the live screen.
Yeah. I mean, it's on her screen.
Watch too before she went on the air. It.
She's still looking right now.
That's the only one I know.
Black Dog.
And I had them put in the hook.
Of what?
Listen.
Of Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, I know.
What do you have on your screen as the songs you would have said?
Black Dog.
Oh, did you?
And, well, I mean, I have a selection.
Go ahead.
I just literally don't know any of them. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Go ahead.
When the Levee Breaks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
All famous songs.
Oh, Rock and Roll.
Okay, all famous songs.
Okay. A Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
Immigrant
Song. You would know A Whole Lot of Love.
I would?
Yeah. Got a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
Got a Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
You'd know Immigrant. You'd know that stuff. You just don't know it, but if you wear a shirt, you should
know
three songs.
I know, but I was feeling.
You thought it, right, Bones? Like when you saw our shirt.
I think he liked it. Because he would say
Led Zeppelin in concert, Tampa Stadium, May 5th.
It was a good show.
Is it an old one, or is that a remake of a?
No, it's like from Free People. They like remake them. Okay. I don't know, but I did think it was super cute.
That's what's happening with me. Hey,
what's the hat?
With me, my dog comes back today.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Fully trained, supposedly. Now, instead of putting my dog at like a doggy daycare when I was gone for a week, I thought, well, I'll just send him to a trainer. He's got to be gone anyway. Why not put him in the hands of the Nashville Dog Wizard? And so I sent him, and they sent me videos the whole time of my dog. They sent me a video yesterday of my dog on a patio at a restaurant, chilling at the table while other dogs walk by.
Oh, that's
and I was like, they switched out dogs. That's not my dog. They switched out dogs. They did something crazy. Where that's not my dog. They triggered me.
But, they sedated him.
Or that it's just a different bulldog. But he comes back today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited about that, having him back today.
Okay, that's going to help you.
Hopefully he's not like chewing on human flesh all the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't bite, he just chews. But yeah, that's a big deal for me. So my dog comes back, hopefully today, fully trained. Hey!
What's the Haps?
Lunchbox, what's the Haps?
Oh, Wednesday night, co-ed soccer starts back up after a three-week layoff. Season gets going, the fall season, trying to, you know, the old people trying to take down the young kids on co-ed soccer Wednesday nights. Can't freaking wait.
You captain?
Are you still hurt?
No, I'm not hurt, and I'm still captain. The jerseys are washed. They're in the...
He's the manager now, which is crazy. Lunchbox is now the manager of his soccer team.
He likes to call it captain, but he has to, like, do water and...
All the 22-year-olds like, just call him captain.
He
just
wants to be...
It's not even captain, it's captain.
They're like, why is the old guy on the team? Well, he does our laundry.
No. I get the emails from the league that says, hey, captains, and
what
they...
What are you taking snacks?
No.
Orange slices?
Guys, I don't have to do
you
all
take
that.
Take him to a pizza party if you win?
It's okay, all man. Right,
that's what's the hatch. Hey!
What's the hatch?
Our video producer, Eddie. Eddie, what do you have?
Ooh, I got a call yesterday just randomly from my parents saying they were coming to town. Like, it was weird. They're like, we're on our way. I'm like, well, there's no heads up. Like, you're just coming? Like, yep. So they got here late last night. I get to see them today. But it's kind of crazy that, like...
No heads up, huh?
No heads up, and I kind of gave them a little bit of attitude. So they were like, well, if you want us, we'll turn right back around.
Ooh.
It was one of those things. Like, no, stay. Because, I love seeing them, and I hadn't seen them in a while, so I'm glad they're here.
And they can help with the kids.
Yeah, but it was just weird. Like, so I got that text, so we'll see how that goes.
Hey!
What's the hatch?
Morgan number two?
I've got this cat that's hanging out outside of my house, and I'm kind of thinking about bringing it in, but I'm going to have to take it to the vet first and make sure it's all okay and stuff. But it's chosen me. Ooh. It sleeps on my porch every single night.
Did you feed it? Is that
why? I haven't fed it.
Really?
No, and it's just chosen me. It doesn't ever want to leave me. Every time I come outside, especially at night, it comes to hang out with me.
Do you think the last owners had it as their cat and it's coming back to the house?
I don't know. I am going to search the neighborhood. My mom told me I had to go and see if it was somebody's cat first before I just kind of take it in.
Do people chip cats?
Yes.
I think so.
I never have done. I don't know. I'm not a cat person.
Well, because, you can see if it has a chip. Mm. Yeah, so I may have a cat soon.
Is that old cat, young cat, blue cat,
red cat? No, it's young. It's black and it has green eyes.
Oh, cute. And your dog Siamese? Gets along?
I think so, yeah. So we'll see.
There you go. Hey.
Hey. Hey. What's the hat?
Hey, let's go over and talk to Emily in Arkansas. Emily, what's happening?
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you. I actually got to take a picture with you at the Razorback game this weekend. And they were trying to kind of take you away to go to the next thing. But you took the time to take a picture with me and my 7-year-old son. And he and I both thought that was just really awesome. He was so excited to get to meet you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, listen, I love being back home. And I love going to Razorback games. And I love meeting everybody. So, yeah, it was, I mean, my pleasure. So, thanks for hanging out and taking a picture with me.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Let me tell you an awesome story, Amy. Ready?
Ready.
I didn't even know this. Let me tell you what happens. So I'm in the car going from the airport to the stadium on Saturday to watch Arkansas play Portland State. Driving to the game, and Coach Morris, who's the head coach at Arkansas, says, hey, I'm going to send my guy out, SJ, to pick you up. He's like, you know, he's a graduate assistant trying to be a coach, young guy.
Yeah.
He's going to pick you up in a golf cart kind of SUV thing. I'm like, cool. So I'm texting with, his name's SJ, and he's like, hey, we're trying to find you. Traffic's crazy. Finds me, we get in, and we're driving back, and super nice guy. And I didn't know SJ, I never met him before, knew anything about him. And so we're driving, and I'm like, hey man, where'd you grow up? He goes, hey, I grew up in Memphis. I was like, oh, cool. He said, then I went to Baltimore for a bit. I played college basketball for 4 years before I went and tried to punt at SMU where I played for Coach Morris before. And I'm just hearing a story, and I was like, you went from Memphis? I said, why Baltimore? He goes, well, my brother was playing in the NFL there. And I was like, oh, cool. So he went up to play college ball while his brother played pro football. And I was like, who's your brother? And he was like, Michael Orr. He's the young brother on The Blind Side, movie, the little kid.
Oh, that's crazy.
No idea. I didn't even put it all together until like way later. And I only think about it because someone just texted me and say that SJ had tagged a picture of us. And he was the young brother in The Blind Side. His mom was played by
Sandra Bullock. Yes. I love
that. Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
Super nice guy.
Wow.
Didn't think anything of it. Didn't know.
Tim McGraw was his dad. Yeah. The movie. That little kid's so cute. But I mean, obviously this is the kid in real life.
Hey, SJ's no slouch himself.
I know. I got to Google SJ now. That's super cool.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty fun little thing. He was like, I was like, who's your brother? He said, Michael Orr. And I was like, I'm at full Home Improvement on him.
I know him.
Did you ask him, like, so do you get free Taco Bell for life or what?
For what?
His parents own Taco Bell.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or they're a franchisee.
I didn't put it all together.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Read the book?
I didn't read the book. Oh. But I saw the movie.
I think they talk about Taco Bell in the movie, do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did they not?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe they don't.
I don't remember that
You
part.
Read the book?
I don't.
Are you hating on me for not reading the book and then you didn't either?
The book was really good.
I really do think I read the book. Yes, I think it was part of my book club. So, yes, they were Taco Bell owners.
Okay.
And I didn't really know for sure until I went to it because I followed him on Instagram and it was like, hey, also click here. And I was like, why do you book SJ for something? And he's like, I'm Michael Orr's brother, adopted brother, is what it says in his profile.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
That's cool. Emily, thanks for that call. Appreciate that. Holly and Raleigh. How about that?
I like that.
What up, Holly?
Hey,
Holly?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you had ever found your karaoke song, Bobby.
Well, I did a show with Justin Moore. I said did a show. He called me out on stage. I did a song with him. So Justin Moore was playing his set, and he was like, hey, do you want to do Dust on a Bottle? And I was like, all right. And so I actually had kind of fun. I did a little fun doing Dust on a Bottle.
Okay.
It was like live karaoke with Justin Moore's real
band. Yeah.
But let me see. Tell me how I sounded this one. Here we go. Kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
And I like how you just kind of ran into this. Well, stumbled upon it.
Yeah, and it was like the only option that I had to really do that I knew. And I kind of know it already. Let's see how we feel about this song. All right, here we go. Let's try out.
Creole Williams lived down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. Dropped by one Friday night, said, can you help me, Creole? Got a little girl waiting and I want to treat her right. Got what you need, son, it's sitting down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs and he turned on the light and said, might be a little dust on the bottom.
That's pretty good.
That's, good,
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. How do we feel about that being my song?
I love it. This song was part of, speaking of drafts, when we did the drafts in 90 songs, I put this one in there.
Ooh.
It's good.
It's kind of in my wheelhouse a little bit.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
It doesn't go too high, doesn't go too low.
Yeah, it's my wheelhouse. Like, right, walking.
And you're able to have a little bit of my beat with your voice.
And people will sing along.
Man, to get David Lee on the phone, see what he thinks about it.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll like it.
And you sound into it. You sound emotionally invested in that song.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it fool you about what's inside.
Ooh. Maybe we can. Maybe that's
Do you like it? Do you like singing that?
Well, it just kind of, it found me.
It did.
When Justin Moore texted me options, that's the one that I kind of knew.
That's usually a good sign, dude.
It found me. Maybe I'm going to put that in the queue of I'm going to try it out. And if it goes well, then that's it. All right, Holly, thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you.
How'd you feel about that performance there?
I feel it's good, even if, because you said earlier, a lot of people won't know the verses. But I feel like everyone knows the chorus.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put that next time I go karaoke, I'm going to put that on my list. I'm going to sign up. Hit that one up. They're playing this game on our station in Chicago, which is a pretty good game. And they're giving away like $1,000. And so what they do is they put 60 seconds on the clock. And I think they have one category. Like the category is country artists. And you have 10 questions about country artists. And then if you can get 10 questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know, only one person's won it so far.
You?
No, it's in Chicago. Like, listeners.
He can't play.
Amy, that's good.
Listeners on Big 95.5. So, this is kind of messed up, these questions. But, Amy, let's try it anyway. There's not really a category. It's kind of all over the place. So, if you don't know the answer, you can pass and come back if time permits.
Okay.
If you get a question wrong, you can go back to it if there's still time left.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
So I have 10 questions here, and I wish I could give you a straight category, but there's not. It's like country music and states.
It's all over the place.
Spelling.
Okay. Oh, great.
Spelling. Yeah.
This is not how it's done on the station.
Okay.
But we're going to try.
You'll have a legit category.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready? Raymundo, ready? I got the timer here. Amy, you got 60 seconds to see if you can get 10 of these.
Come on,
right.
Amy.
Okay.
All right. And when I finish the first question.
I don't do good with time.
All right. And what is the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Correct. What artist recently announced an album called Honky Tonk Time Machine?
I don't know, but.
Incorrect. John F. Kennedy Airport is located in what state?
New York.
Correct. Maren Morris is married to what other country artist?
Reinhard.
Correct. Disneyland is located in what state?
California.
Correct. What country artist's real name is Thomas Luther?
Come on.
I don't know. Pass.
What state is known as the Land of Enchantment?
Enchanted Rock. Where's that?
Incorrect. What state? What country artist's kids' names are Ada, James, and Willa Gray?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct. What car company makes the Prius?
Toyota.
Correct. Spell the word weasel.
W-E-E-Z-L-E.
Incorrect.
What
is wrong with you?
Z? Is it a Z?
No.
S?
No.
H?
Incorrect.
You spell weasel.
W-E-A-S-E-L.
Oh, yeah. We're on the weasel.
All right. Yeah, South Carolina. Incorrect. Okay.
South Carolina, shout out.
Amy, we're going to go back to the ones you missed.
Okay.
What artist recently released Honky Tonk Time Machine?
I don't know.
George Strait.
Artist.
That's your favorite.
George.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Another one is, what country artist's real name is Thomas Luther? That would be Luke Bryan.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Luke. The Land of Enchantment is known as New Mexico.
Wow.
And then Weasel is W-E-A-S-E-L.
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 The Weasel.
What'd I say?
W-E-Z-L-E.
W-E-Z-L-E. W-E-L-Z.
Well, yeah, all of our listeners in Chicago play this game. They do it all day and give away $1,000 doing that. But I thought that's a fun game.
I mean,
game.
That's fun.
That's cool.
We can try it again and try to get the category. Really, we walked you down a bad. You still, wasn't
yeah,
your best
Yeah, I was
luck.
All over the place.
Yeah, yeah, still.
Wait. I feel... Can we talk about the ones I did get
right?
We
got six.
Yeah.
That says D.
Solid.
All right.
Now that you spell weasel, duh, yeah. That makes sense.
W-E-Z-Z-Z.
Shut up.
Oh, Bobby Bones.
I
show.
Mean, just kidding.
Did you tell me to...
I'm just kidding.
Lunchbox, you flew home with the rental car keys?
Oh, yeah. I dropped off the rental car at the airport yesterday and locked it, put the keys in my car, got on the airplane, came home, and... I get off the airplane, I check my voicemail, and it's the rental car company saying, excuse me, sir, we can't seem to find the rental car keys. Do you happen to have them? Look in my pocket. I'm like, yep. And because you just, whenever you get out of your car, you stick the keys in your pocket.
Yeah.
And so now I have to go to the post office today and overnight them to the rental car company.
Do they charge you?
No, they didn't. They said they wouldn't charge me an extra day rental, but I have to pay the overnight fee to get the keys there, which is going to be...
As much as a rental?
I was going to say, it's going to be quite expensive to overnight something.
What kind of car do you rent when you rent a car?
I rolled in. Yeah, it was a Toyota Camry is what they gave me. I just go midsize and whatever I show up, that's what they give me. I don't have a special request. If I was cool and wanted to spend some money, I'd get a convertible, but I wasn't that cool.
Where'd you go?
I went to Austin. Yeah.
You don't have a car? Your parents don't let you borrow a car or anything?
No, because my mom has a car, my dad has a car, and they both smoke, and so I'm like, I don't want to get in that, because then, I mean, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
And they got to use their car to get around.
Vacation was good?
Vacation was great. We went out to the lake and spent a few days out at the lake and just relaxed and had a bunch of cousin times. All the babies played together and, you know, I mean, swam and fished and...
What about your jet ski?
Well, the bad news is there is no more jet ski.
Is there good news?
Oh, did I miss that?
No, there was a flood about 8 months ago, and my jet ski was washed away in the flood.
Oh.
And I'd been hoping that someone would find it, and she's just lost it at the lake. She's gone. She drowned.
The flood just made it go away?
And it just, yeah, it got washed away, never seen to be seen again. Like it
did
was,
you chip it like a dog?
It had tags and had everything you could ever want. And
GPS.
Either someone found it and they're riding around enjoying the waters on the lake.
If
or,
you saw someone riding it, would you be like, that's my jet ski?
Well, I mean, a lot of jet skis look the same. It's yellow and black. And one drove by this weekend. I was like, is that my jet ski? No way. But it's just gone. And I mean, I don't know. I was hoping. I waited and waited and waited for the phone call. And it never came. No one ever claimed they found it. So I don't know if it just got... destroyed and sunk in the lake or went through the dam and got destroyed, but the jet ski is no more.
You went to the beach too, huh?
Yeah. No jet skis at the beach, but we did have boogie boards and it was a lot of fun.
Your husband looked pretty ripped in his shirtless pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess he's been working out.
Yeah, tell him I noticed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw Amy put up a really mean Instagram video of her husband hitting a bad golf shot.
Oh.
Where he missed the ball.
Yeah, was that mean to put up?
Yeah, that's why I put, that's not cool on your Instagram.
I asked his permission, and I could tell he was hesitant, like, and he was just trying to be cool, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal, because I was like, surely everybody misses at times, but...
I mean, yes, but you don't want that, especially if you're, like, trying, because he practices.
And
you made fun of him. You were like, look how good a golfer my husband is. He's Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And he, like, hits the ball, and it goes, like, an inch, and she posts it, and I was just like, oh, that's not cool.
The ball was still there.
Yeah.
I don't think the moment.
It was not cool. I'm just telling you.
Oh.
That was kind of hurtful.
Well, too late now.
No, you can always take it down.
No, it's so good. watched it over and over and over.
That's rude.
And just laughed. Because, I mean, his...
And just laughed.
His friend that was with him, he didn't film every shot. What are the odds he's going to film the shot?
That may be why he performed lesser. Because he knew the camera was on him.
And the pressure, yeah.
Couple things. Texas has now made it illegal to send unsolicited nude photos. So it's now against the law. If I was like, Amy, look at this, boink, and send it to you without you asking for it, because everybody knows you just asked for it, that you can't you can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, you said illegal, right?
Mm-hmm. It's now illegal to send unsolicited nude photos. So Texas is teaming with Bumble to crack down people who send unsolicited nude images on dating apps, too, not just phone.
Wow.
So now against the law. Tuesday's top three, your number three song in the country right now, country music, is Living from Dierks Bentley. Some days you're living. Funny story about Dierks, he got busted for fishing without a license in Colorado. I talked to Dierks yesterday for a bit. He was hitting me about the festival, and we were just texting back and forth. And I wish I would have known that fishing story. I'd have made fun of him hard. But he was...
He posted it on Instagram, but then he took it down.
Yeah, because it's illegal.
Oh, but to post it? Well, no, the fish is still up, but he posted the ranger writing him the ticket. Yeah, and then it's gone because I was listening to it with no sound, and then by the time I got sound, I wanted to hear what was going down, and it was gone. I wonder if the park ranger got on Instagram and was like, you need to take that down.
Number two, Knockin' Boots, Luke Bryan.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring small town nights.
Number one, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home from Justin Moore.
Hey. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home.
Your biggest pop song is Senorita from Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
This is a good one.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Are they a thing? They like dating?
They say. We'll get number two and off and have this debate about what these pop artists are really doing versus what they're really doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got everyone with that whole, we're dating.
And then they have a song together. Right.
So yeah. They're playing it right. Either they are or aren't. Who cares? But they're playing it right. Yesterday, the day before, said they were kind of dating. Okay. You see it, Morgan, number two?
Yeah.
Our goal is still to get him on the show at some point. He's big time, just like 100 times.
That'd be awesome.
It won't be. Who cares? I mean, it's not awesome. It'd be fine.
Well, I like him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We've had much bigger artists.
Of course.
But apparently Shawn Mendes is too big for us. I'm a fan. Let's go. Get on the phone. Let's talk. Shawn Mendes. We just need 10 minutes. And also your number one hip-hop song, Money in the Grave, from Drake featuring Rick Ross. Hit me.
When I die, put my money in a grave. When I die, put my money in a grave. Really gotta put a couple in a place. Really just left every in a race. I really might
tap real estate on my face. Yeah, I ain't.
You know this one?
No, but when I work out, all I listen to is hip-hop. Like, there's nothing else I can listen to that really gets me going. I've tried everything. Listen to all music. But, like, that would do it for me.
Yeah.
Like when I go to my boxing gym, go to Tidal, just crank it up, just put on whatever the hip-hop playlist is and let it go. I don't really like a lot of bad words, though.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable,
you
right?
You get the clean version.
Like, I'm by myself, I'm fine with it. But around other people, I don't like the bad words because I don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, him talking about his weenie over and over in a derogatory term doesn't offend you. Like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And if you get the clean version, it's like,
it's like a broken cell phone. Like someone's calling you from a bad cell phone signal.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A study at Harvard found maybe fast food isn't so bad for you.
Yes.
If you get it without condiments or cheese or side dishes.
Oh.
And you get it grilled.
Or soda.
Okay.
A new study looked at the nutritional value of fast food combo meals. And they were like, all right. It said, all right, here's how we can make it healthier. Pretty much just get the meat and bread. That's how to make it healthier. It's funny, too. Like, sometimes restaurants will be like, hey, we got a salad. Come get your salad. We got a new salad. It turns out the salad's worse for you than any of the other food they had there to begin with. So there you go. Cheeseless, sauceless burger. Would you like that?
No. I need ketchup on my burger.
That's weird. You're a ketchup person, huh?
I love ketchup.
I'm a mustard person. Just in general, mustard on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, and maybe this is an Arkansas thing, did you ever put A1 steak sauce on hamburgers?
Me, no. Mm-mm.
Did anyone do that?
Yes. In my family, yes. Yeah. But for me, ketchup has always been bae.
Oh, boy. We're going back to bae.
is that not cool anymore?
Whatever you want to be cool is cool.
Okay.
That's how I live my life now. Whatever makes you feel good, as long as it doesn't hurt other people, cool to me. That's what's up. Raymundo, let's get rocking here. Let's see what's happening with everybody. Amy, what's happening today?
Oh, man. I have just laundry and unpacking, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
After being gone.
I have so much laundry, too.
I feel also that we're going to be getting sand out of everything for a few days when you go to the beach with two kids.
Your body parts or like clothes?
Clothes,
bags.
Oh,
I didn't know what. I thought you sand out of everything. Like your
shoes. Got it. No, all the kids' stuff. So I feel like my day. I have a hair appointment. That'll take up a huge chunk of my day.
How many hours is a hair appointment for you?
A couple hours because I get it colored this time. Got to take care of the gray hairs and then add some highlights. But I take my computer and I get work done, so it works. What about you?
Run through my schedule. My dog comes back today. I got a meeting with the general today after the show. I'm going to go swim today. I have a call with Purina today because I'm doing stuff for them with service dogs. We have a full band rehearsal tonight, Raging Idiots, too, because we're playing in Kansas. Hutchinson tonight, on Friday night, Hutchinson for the Kansas State Fair. If you want to come to that, RagingIdiots.com. I got a spray tan tonight.
Wow, man.
Because I got some TV shooting to do this week. It's a pretty...
It's a lot of dots.
Oh, today's dotted up.
Jeez Louise.
Dot, 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 dot. What a dot is on my calendar, I keep dots. That's... And then tomorrow, by the way, Luke Combs is coming by the house for a Bobby Cast.
Oh, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. So subscribe and listen to the Bobby Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. I got a busy day today. Lunchbox, what's up today?
Man, I got to go run some errands. I got to get a weed eater because my yard is out. My weed eater broke, so I got to get the weeds out of my yard. Got to go to the grocery store. We got no food, and I got to do laundry from traveling.
Yeah.
That laundry, man, that'll get you. Thank you for listening. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. We'll see you tomorrow. I feel like we got a pretty good show tomorrow, so we got a lot to say. We've been gone for a while. Go vote in our emoji draft today. We did a fantasy draft of our favorite emojis. Go to bobbybones.com, and you can be able to vote, and we all picked our favorite emojis. Amy was not in this one because she lost.
So depressing.
I know. It's like
sad
right up
face
your alley.
Emoji.
Yeah. What? Oh, sad face emoji?
Oh.
Wow, solid.
Big time.
Solid. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Mr. Bobby Bones.